to the Dynasty Pulse podcast. I'm your host, Austin Abbott, and I'm paired with my colleagues, Nick DeGroat and Alex Clayton.
What up, team?
What's going on, guys?
Today is Tuesday, October 22nd. We're moving on to week 8 already, and the trade deadline's exactly 1 week away from today. Can you guys believe that?
It is indeed spooky season.
That's so insane to me. It's blowing my mind how fast the season's going. I feel like I say that every single year, but here we are heading into week 8 already. Here on the podcast the past few weeks, we've continued to use one of the same segments called Name That Player. It's something that we've really been having a lot of fun with so far. We've really been enjoying it, and we hope that you guys are as well. And we're going to have a little twist for you guys today. Instead of myself conducting it, we're going to have Alex conducting it. So Alex will read off stat lines in just a moment from players this season, and he'll give out multiple hints on who it may be. Nick and I will have to guess who that player is. The first to guess three players correctly wins.
This time, where's the winner going? Where are we getting the trip to?
I was about to ask you guys that. What do you guys think? Actually, Alex is conducting it. What's in stake?
What's the prize destination?
Let's do a trip to New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
Okay, I'm down. I've never been, but almost went once. All right, man. Yeah, take it away. I'm ready. You ready, Nick?
I'm ready to go undefeated.
All right, here's my time to shine, my time to host. So let's have a clean fight, and here we go. So the first player, which, by the way, all five of these players are really hard. Maybe not the first one, but here we go. First player.
Jared Lorenzo.
He's an NFC wide receiver. He's on his second year with the team. He has played with two different quarterbacks. He had a major knee injury in his career. He has 41 receptions on the year on 59 targets, 3 touchdowns.
Cortland Sutton?
No.
Christian Kirk, baby.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, man, I thought I had that.
You said a knee injury in his career. Does that mean college or NFL?
This is strictly NFL.
Okay. Oof.
It's not DJ Moore. I love DJ Moore too much. I know that.
No, it is not DJ.
Oh, man. Let me think.
Second year.
Oh, man, this is bad. I love the second-year wideout so much.
No,
dude.
Second year with the team, not the second year. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I know that was a tricky one.
How many years has he been in the league? Can I ask that?
Yes. He's been in the league for 5 years.
Oh, jeez.
Knee injury. Is it? No.
Another hint, this is his second team.
When I heard knee injury, I was about to guess Cooper Kupp, but I know that's not right.
Run through all the information.
Yeah, I'll run through it again. So he's an NFC wide receiver. He's on the second year with the team that he's currently on. He's played with two different quarterbacks this season. He had a major knee injury in his career. He has 41 receptions on the year on 59 targets, 3 touchdowns. And he's also on his second team and within a 5-year career.
I was going to say Brandon Cooks until you said he's on his second team.
Yeah. Oh, man. I have a giveaway hint, but this would immediately give it away. So
hold on.
Yeah, no, it. Yeah, I feel like you guys are on the brink.
Second.
Amari Cooper?
No.
No. Oh. Is it Alshon?
No.
Struggling right now.
Oh, yeah, no, it's
Trey Quinn, baby.
No. It's hard when you have nothing in front of you.
Oh, man.
I told you these five would be hard. And this is the easiest one.
No way. Oh, it's going to be a long podcast.
Man. I feel like such an idiot.
Do you guys want the giveaway
hint? Can you
give
another hint that doesn't give it away? I want to get this.
All right, let me think.
I don't want, like, yeah, I want to get this. I could sit here all day. I'd figure it out. It just would take me a while. Jeez. I promise I follow football.
He's had a top five fantasy season before.
What year was that? Do you know?
If I had to guess, it was 2015, and then the next year he blew out his knee.
Oh my God.
You should oh that should have God. Given it away right there. It should have given it's, up.
Oh my God, what the hell is his name?
What round is he going in? Like, what's his
late,
ADP?
Late.
Really?
Garbage.
Do you think garbage?
I know. Dude,
no way.
I know who we're talking about. It's Allen Hurns, isn't it?
No. Oh, Allen Hurns? Dude, Allen Hurns has never had a top five on his
team. I thought he had like 14 touchdowns 1 year. Oh, is that man. Allen Robinson?
Allen Robinson, dude. What? Allen Robinson.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wait, was I right?
Yes.
There? Oh, hell yeah, dude. One step closer to Mardi Gras.
Yes. 41 receptions, go, 3 baby. TDs, 59 targets.
I knew it all
along. The giveaway hint was he played for my alma mater.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I still I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, played for Penn State. Come on now.
I didn't know that.
He was Hack's guy.
Player number two.
I also didn't know it was a knee injury for him, but
yeah, he tore his ACL.
Damn, I had no idea.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. So that stumped you guys on the first one. So this one is a disgusting player. But here we go. Player number two. He's an AFC running back. Drafted.
Wait. Disgusting as in, like, you're staying away from him?
Or oh,
like, is he, like, gross? Or
no,
is he
no, no. Like, he just is, like, one of those guys where, like, he gets points, but, like you look at it and you're like, how is this dude in the top 25?
Okay.
Like, yeah. It's just, like, he just gets points. I don't know how he does it.
AFC running
back.
So,
like, a Kenyon Drake type of guy?
Typically, yeah, but it's not Kenyon Drake. So, he's an AFC running back, drafted out of Oregon in the third round. He splits time with another running back.
Royce Freeman?
Yeah, Royce Freeman right away.
Let's
there.
Go.
You see, like, the
Let's
gross.
Go.
Me saying it was gross just gave it away. You were immediately thinking, who's
nah,
the gross running
Oregon.
Back?
Oregon gave it away.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, here we go. Play number three. It's tied 1-1, actually, right? All right.
Yes.
Play
yes,
number
sir.
Three. This guy is an NFC running back. Splits time with another running back. He has 4 touchdowns. He's a top 20 running back in fantasy right now. He just started to really make a name for himself with a brand new opportunity opening up, and he plays with a rookie quarterback.
Chase Edmonds?
Chase Edmonds.
Did you say 4 touchdowns?
4 touchdowns.
Jeez, I didn't realize he has that many touchdowns already.
He's top 20 in fantasy.
Is
it's crazy.
Top
20?
Holy crap. He crossed my mind for a second, but I didn't think he had 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
First player that came to my mind was actually Jamal Williams for
really?
Green Bay, yeah. And I was like, nah, the rookie QB part, I was like, yeah, no.
Well, the rookie quarterback, I honestly should have held that because as soon as I said that, it probably gave it away. But
yeah.
That was my giveaway hint. I said it by accident. But anyways, player number four, he's an AFC wide receiver, first year with his team. He's currently a top 20 wide receiver. He has 2 less targets than Kenny Galladay, and he's only had 1 single-digit game this year in points-wise.
How many years has he been in the league for? You said first season with this new
team? Yeah, this is his – this might be his second or third team, but hold on. I will tell you in 1 second how many years he's been in the league.
Second or third team?
He's been in the league for 5 years.
AFC wide receiver?
AFC wide receiver. So it's AFC wide receiver. This is the first year with his new team. He's currently a top 20 wide receiver. He has 2 less targets than Kenny Galladay. And he's only had 1 single-digit game this year.
It's not John Brown, is it?
Oh, it's John Brown.
Is it?
Oh, God. Wow.
Wow.
That was a good one. I would have never guessed that.
Yeah,
dude.
that was
John
a guess.
John Brown hater, man.
I am too.
Dude, these are all guys that you just never talk about.
2-2?
2-2. So this is for the win.
That's right.
This is the last one. All right. Player number 5. This is an AFC quarterback. First year starter. He's the number 15 quarterback right now. Top 10.
Minshew.
No. Top 10 in completion percentage.
I thought that was.
And he's had multiple passing touchdowns in every game this season.
oh my god, I feel like this is the easiest.
Brissett.
Oh, Jacoby Brissett, dude. Right in your face.
I'm going to Mardi Gras, baby.
Right in your face on your favorite team.
Let's go.
No, first year starter.
First starter,
oh my god, man. I thought you said rookie. I thought you said first year, like first year in the league, and I was sitting there thinking of all the rookies. I'm like, who could it be?
And on this episode of the podcast, I moved to 3-0 in the Name That Player competition.
I've heard
with
Mardi
two
Gras
trips,
sucks.
Mardi Gras and Hawaii.
Oh man, jeez, dude! I thought you said rookie, so I was like,
no, first year starter.
Be?
Dude, I thought Minshew was a lock.
Yeah. No, because
I thought I was like, oh,
no, funny. Yeah, I also.
I'm about to slam my head on the mic.
No, I wanted to. I wanted to see. You know, I knew that this would come down to player number five between both of you. And I was like, I want to see
the Colts fan choke.
The Colts fan will choke on his own player.
True fan.
Sheesh.
Through thick and thin. All right. We're going to move on to segment number two, NFL trades that we would love to see. I'll start us off. Corey Davis to the Green Bay Packers. That'd be pretty sick, no?
Oh, man. I love Corey Davis's talent. We've talked about him before, dude. He's
good, man.
He's insane. I don't care what anybody says, dude. Like, you watch this guy play, like, in college, and
his college stats were the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, I think he's one of the best college receivers, like, of all time. But you look at him play, and he just, like, goes up and just gets the ball, like, whole, like, he just, like, mosses people on the regular.
He's 24.
He's ridiculous.
6'2". You know, he's had, his third season in the league. He's been disappointing so far, but it's 100% on his quarterback situation.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in the player. I believe in the talent. It's just, you know, it's a team sport at the end of the day, and that's really what it comes down to.
But, dude, you put him with Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
Did you see what Aaron Rodgers did last week?
Especially with Devontae Adams out.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine?
That'd be crazy. What do you think the Packers would offer for that?
Nothing ever worked out in the NFL like that. Like, you know, they'll never go after him, even though as much as I would love for them to do so. But I think Corey Davis is worth, in NFL terms, honestly, probably close to a first round draft pick. Wouldn't you say so? I mean, he was drafted wasn't he top 10 overall?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I mean, if Mohamed Sanu is going for a second-round pick, you would have to think that Corey Davis goes for a first.
I think Corey Davis definitely goes for pretty close to that. He was fifth overall in 2017, which is insane. But, like, you also have to think, I think guys that are also being talked about for trade candidates, A.J. Green, Emmanuel Sanders, like, those guys, I'm pretty sure they're both going to be free agents at the end of this year. The thing with Sanu, I think why they were able to get a second for him, even though he's 30, is he still has another year of control on his contract where those guys don't. And I do think the Patriots are going to go they're going all in on this year. I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl, and I think they obviously think that too because they're just amazing. But I don't know. I think they're just going to go all in, and, you know, their receivers are banged up. Josh Gordon's down. N'Keal Harry is just – really sick, so that's awesome.
It's been disappointing.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate, but
I don't know.
Things will get better for him, won't they?
Yeah. I mean, you'd like to think, but, dude, I would love to see Corey Davis on the Packers.
Oh, yeah. I think most people would. I mean, he's got 22 catches, 317 yards, and 2 touchdowns in 7 games. That's so bad. That's what is even a top 25 wide receiver by the end of the season in fantasy, you think?
Do you think A.J. Brown finishes higher than him?
I would love to see it happen, but if I had to put money on it, I'd put money on Corey Davis finishing as the better wide receiver in fantasy this year.
Well, look at it this way. Like, Delanie Walker just got hurt.
I mean, he did, but Smith is a freak. Smith is low-key so, like, insane. Like, he's just an athlete. Like, I think he's gonna step in and be just fine for them. I don't know what concerns me about Corey Davis is the fact that they did draft AJ Brown, and he's outperforming him. Like, you know, we could sit here and play, you know, the quarterback blame game, but look at DeAndre Hopkins. He played great with terrible quarterbacks for, you know, however long until he got Watson. But, like,
wow, I didn't even realize that. You're right. A.J. Brown has 20 more receiving yards than Corey Davis. That's nuts. He's got the same amount of touchdowns, too, and he's got two less receptions. I mean, they're virtually, you know, identical.
I mean, you take out Davis's – you. I don't know.
Doing that as a rookie.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying,
how
too.
How did he go round to pick 51 to Tennessee? How did he drop out of the top 50? I thought so highly of him coming out of college.
I thought he should have been the first receiver off the board.
There's no doubt in my mind he was the most talented.
He's 22 from Ole Miss.
For all dynasty drafts though, I know you're supposed to take talent over the position where the player lands.
Yeah, agreed.
But
most of the time,
but like, how do you even touch him? Like, he was going to Tennessee, you knew he was going to end up in like a disaster because Mariota was awful.
Yeah, man. No, I hear you. And what do you guys got? Tell me some players or some NFL trades that you guys would like to see.
So I'm not going to get super into this one because we just kind of talked about Green Bay. But a guy that I would like to see the Packers get is A.J. Green. I'm a huge A.J. Green truther. I think he – you look at his numbers and just what he's done in the league when he's been healthy, and he's just as good as – you know, some of the top guys in the league. And
I'd like to see A.J. Green go just about anywhere else. Yeah. I think everybody would agree with that.
Dude, you put him on a Packers offense with Aaron Rodgers. You put him on Seattle with Russell Wilson. I heard the Saints are looking at receivers or tight ends at this point.
Oh, that'd be
awesome. Dude, you put him anywhere else, and he's going to be sick as long as he plays. But aside from that, I got a little bit of a surprise one.
What do you got?
I'm going to say I would love to see Stephon Diggs get traded to the Colts. I think the Colts they whiffed on Paris Campbell. Deion Kane has not been consistent or even playing for that matter. They've just been looking for a number two receiver, dude. Get him Stephon Diggs. Brissett's nasty. He could throw the ball. Diggs is one of the best route runners in the game right now. You put him on the Colts offense with that offensive line too, like that could be
scary. I like that a lot. Stephon Diggs did cross my mind during this segment.
And I don't think it'll happen now that he's been back to normal.
I know Luck's gone, but with Luck and Stephon Diggs together, oh my God, I would cry. I would love that so much. Mm-hmm. You know, Brissett, one of the few knocks I have against him is his passing yards. Yes, he did just throw for over 300 yards, but he's putting up touchdowns. He's putting up all the numbers, but I just would like to see him have a little bit more passing yards consistently. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't care what the Colts do as long as they win, but I think Stephon Diggs to Indy would only benefit them. You know, I don't think many people would disagree with that.
But what's up with all this hate on Zach Pascal's name? Like, this dude just balled out last week.
He's not.
This dude just balled out. He had two touchdowns.
Zach Pascal is not it.
Dude, he had two touchdowns, six receptions, 106 yards. He just balled out. Like, and there's just no love.
It was the greatest game of his life. A broken clock is right twice a day, isn't it? So he's going to ball out
But he's 24 years old. Like, he's still young and could develop. And also, I also don't think Paris Campbell is a complete dumpster fire just yet.
No, I'm not giving up on Paris Campbell. I love his talent. I still like his landing spot. Of course, it would have been more appealing with Luck, but hey, what are you going to do about that? You know, at the end of the day, I think most people would agree. I'd rather Paris Campbell over Pascal. I think that he's definitely more talented. You guys got any more players that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I have two, and I'm just gonna make it nice and quick because they're both the same team. I think the Texans just need, like, desperately, like, need a guy or, you know, two guys that are just another weapon for their offense. I mean, I know their offensive line is really not that good, but still, two guys I could see them going after. One is Zach Ertz, and another one is David Johnson. This is literally because, I mean, first of all, the Eagles have Dallas Goedert. So, with Zach Ertz, he has Dallas Goedert behind him, so I don't really – and then they drafted in the second round? So, I mean, like, they invested high draft capital in him, and you know what? The Eagles – like, they're a contending team. They just need...
Goddard's good.
Yeah,
Goddard's very good.
Goddard's very good. And, like, they could trade away Zach Ertz and be okay. I know, like, Philly fans will definitely not agree. But, like, you need pieces. They need pieces to compete for the division. They're still within reach. I know they just took a big loss, but they can do it. And then David Johnson with Arizona, I mean, they're having a decent season, better than I thought they would. But like, what's the point? Like Chase Edmonds is blowing up. Like David Johnson hasn't produced since his one breakout year.
And he's also getting up there in age too.
He's 27, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 27, and he's not getting any younger. I mean, if he's gonna be put to use, he should get on a team that's gonna win now instead of Arizona.
And I just think that the Texans are just like one or two offensive pieces away, and especially with Will Fuller being hurt, it just all makes sense.
I agree with that. That would be awesome to see those two guys land there, but
especially from a fantasy perspective, no doubt.
Oh my god, yeah. So I got a couple other pretty dream scenarios that I want to go through. I'm gonna mock Eifert, Njoku, and OJ Howard. One of those three guys, I would love to see them go to either the Saints or the Redskins, and I think both those teams could really use those guys. We saw what Jimmy Graham did with the Saints. I know that was like years ago, but regardless, and the Skins obviously love their tight ends, and I think they could step in for Jordan Reed, who's probably never going to play again because he's
throwing shade at
what?
Jared Cook.
Dude, I hate Jared Cook. Jared Cook's so bad. But yeah, those guys are all like ridiculously talented, and I would just like to see them in a better situation. And then the almighty dream scenario, I need to see Josh Rosen as a Chicago Bear. I think, oh my God, okay. He has been in the two worst positions, like, ever. You literally go from one bad team to the next. The two worst teams in the NFL he probably could have been set up to play for, he did. And he's just had no opportunity to succeed. You put him on a Chicago offense that's, in my opinion, really talented, has a lot of weapons and everything. I think he can make something happen there. And, you know, it's a low-risk, high-reward situation, I think. Like, why not? Trubisky's not it. Like, I'm sorry, he's not.
Yeah, not even close. I think Matt Nagy and the Chicago front office just needs to bite the bullet and realize, you know, hey, we got to look at ourselves in the mirror. We realize we missed on this. That's fine. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Dude. Move on.
I know Figure Al mentioned it before, dude. Allen Robinson's been going insane. And Montgomery is obviously really talented, too. So, and I mean,
Tariq Cohen's a good skill player.
Tariq Cohen is a playmaker, straight up.
And also like, Anthony Miller, that just hasn't been used at all this year.
I really think highly of Anthony Miller.
It's crazy. But yeah, I would love to see any of those situations.
And even though I'm not big on Allen Robinson, he's doing this with Mitch. Imagine the numbers he'd be putting up with a solid quarterback.
His quarterbacks in his career, Mitch and Blake Bortles, the same player. Yeah. Get this man some help. Give him Josh Rosen. Like, it has to happen.
Segment number three, players that you should be trading for now in your dynasty leagues. Nick, start us off.
All right, I'm going to start us off right here. This is a pretty big one. Honestly, one of my favorite players in the league. I'm going to go with Nick Chubb, and I'm going to tell you why.
Owners
right now that have Nick Chubb are, you know, realizing that Kareem Hunt is coming back. Like, it's inevitable. He will be back, and he will be used in the offense. And from a dynasty perspective, this is your chance to buy Chubb. Even if it's at a slight discount, buy him. He is a top five dynasty running back. Owners are nervous about Kareem Hunt dipping into his touches. Bite the bullet and buy this man. He is elite. He's on a good young offense that is, you know, a couple of pieces away from being even better.
This is with the bad O-line.
Yeah, a terrible O-line, terrible coach, and he's still producing. Like, he is a must-buy at this point. I don't care what you have to do to buy him. But you could get him cheaper than what he would be at full price right now because of Kareem Hunt.
I think that his price might drop even more in the next, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks when his volume dips down just a little bit. You know, I hope it doesn't dip down much, but I think it's inevitable.
Kareem Hunt will not be back next year.
You know, even if he goes from 20 touches to like, you know, 15 touches and games that he's just not falling in the end zone, that's the time to strike. That is the buy low window.
And I think that Kareem Hunt actually will open up the Cleveland offense a little bit more for Chubb. I think actually helps him a little bit. I know everyone's scared that, oh, he's going to take points away, all that stuff. Chubb's still going to get those touchdowns. He's still going to get those short yardage situations. He's going to be on the field for, at the very least, the first two downs. I mean, Hunt's going to be in the game. But I honestly see him as more of like a change of pace guy. And then when they desperately need like a short, like third down conversion with a pass, I could see him there. But Chubb can do that too. I don't think Hunt's going to come in there and immediately steal everything away. This dude hasn't played football in a long time, if you think about it.
Oh, so, yeah.
I agree. You should stick with Chubb.
He was even hurt earlier this year. He had surgery.
I think Nick Chubb is a great one. And this actually leads me into mine. I want to talk about Kareem Hunt on the other end of this. I think both of these players are phenomenal. And you got to realize, Kareem Hunt is a free agent next year.
He's 24.
And he's going to be on a new team. He's going to be essentially a younger version of this year's Le'Veon Bell in the offseason. Le'Veon Bell was the greatest running back, greatest free agent running back this past offseason. This upcoming year, that guy's name is Kareem Hunt, but he's 3 years younger. His rookie season, he had 1,327 yards, 8 touchdowns, 53 receptions, 455 yards, 3 touchdowns. Literally led the league in rushing yards as a rookie. His second year, he had over 800 yards. He had a 4.6 yards per carry. He was awesome his second year too, but you know, he ran into some trouble off the field. He had 14 touchdowns in 10 games his sophomore year. He really was so good his sophomore year too. I think Kareem Hunt's bye window is also in 2 to 3 weeks as well, when he's getting 5 or 10 carries a game for, you know, whatever, 30, 40, 50 yards and no touchdowns. People are going to be seeing his numbers, and they're going to see that he's not producing very well from a fantasy standpoint. They're not going to be thrilled, and they're going to want to ship him off. So, you know, a lot of owners are not patient. So that is the time to strike. That's the time to buy Kareem Hunt.
Dude, especially at the end of the season, once those draft pick stocks start rising, people go crazy over them. That's the perfect time to dish out some picks and pick up Chubb. I mean, Hunt, rather.
Yeah, I would throw away a 2021 for Hunt in a heartbeat. I know a lot of people want to see, but people like to visualize things. People want to see Kareem Hunt already on a new roster and locked into that team. You know,
dude, how could you not want to throw away a 2021 for Kareem Hunt? You think about it. Essentially, what you're doing in the first round is taking a gamble on a guy who you hope can pan out in the NFL. We've seen Kareem Hunt produce at the highest level in the NFL as a rookie and as a second year. I get it. The offense was great both years, but this dude can do it. And
he's done it. Yeah. He's done it.
We've seen it. So I would have no problem throwing a 2021 for him.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. Al, you on board with this?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think Kareem Hunt's very talented. I'm just, you know, I just really am scared about like what, like, I know, like, where's his landing spot going to be?
Of course, yeah.
But, like, also, like, how is he going to be, like, looked at as, like, differently because he's been in a domestic violence situation? Like, our team's going to take that risk of him having, like, I know he's young, but, like, that's all, yeah, he's young. Do you give him a lot of money? Like, is he going to play for less money?
I think he'll play for less money, especially when guys like Melvin Gordon's going to be on the market and demanding top dollar. You're going to know teams are going to want to come in and offer Hunt way less of a contract, and you know that he'll take it because he wants to play in the league. He wants to prove that, you know, I don't know, that he should get another chance.
He's a young kid. Yeah. He's learned his lesson. He's 24. He's right now playing, what, a $1 million contract for one season. I think he would gladly take significantly less money than guys like Le'Veon Bell or Melvin wanted. And I personally, as a GM, definitely would not be willing to pay him anything close to what those guys make just yet. You know, he doesn't have a long enough track record, even though I believe in the talent and everything. But I think he's just realizes that he's fortunate to have the opportunity, and he would take a reasonable pay cut to, you know, succeed on another team. Also, last season, this past offseason, the Detroit Lions were so unbelievably close of
getting Kareem
Hunt. Could you imagine, You know, you got to keep that in the back of your head for this upcoming offseason.
Dude, what happens
if they do
that
again?
Job back.
Yeah. Oh my God, Kerryon he's so much better than Kerryon Johnson.
I think the Texans,
is this the time to sell Kerryon Johnson?
I think the Texans are gonna offer this dude a major money because
they need him.
Yeah, they should draft offensive linemen and sign Kareem Hunt.
I'd be a little hesitant about Kerryon Johnson in the future. I'm not saying that Detroit's gonna go after him, but. They were going hard. They were going after him initially for a reason. Why is their opinion going to change a year later?
He has such a bad injury history.
What did I tell you guys? A couple weeks ago, it was like Kerryon Johnson gets hurt every single year. Yeah, every year.
And I like Kerryon.
I do too. I like the talent, but I'm just not comfortable investing a lot in Kerryon when, one, Patricia said they would be using a running back by committee, and two, he is as injury prone as he is. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I agree. Another player I want to talk about, last player that I'm going to discuss, is Calvin Ridley. Oh, I'm the biggest Calvin Ridley fan ever. But Calvin Ridley is a must-buy. You know, he's a huge winner today, October 22nd, 2019. Mohamed Sanu just got traded. Keep in mind, Mohamed Sanu had a 15% target share in Atlanta. That's all gone. That is all gone. That is up for grabs for Austin Hooper, for Julio Jones, and for Calvin Ridley. Sanu was currently wide receiver 66. Matt Ryan, number one in pass attempts. Yeah, Matt Ryan just got banged up. He's questionable against Seattle next week, so that's actually pretty good news overall for Atlanta. I think they should be overall pretty happy with that, considering how the injury looked initially. And keep in mind, when Calvin Ridley has 6-plus targets, he averages 18.5 points per game. That would be wide receiver 5 right now.
Is that
good?
Calvin Ridley is so underrated.
I'm telling you, man.
He really is.
I said it week one. I said before the season even started, I said Calvin Ridley will finish as the better wide receiver. Someone look this up. I said Calvin Ridley will finish as the better wide receiver than Juju Smith-Schuster.
You did say that. I remember.
Where are they both ranked right now?
I remember. You said that on our earlier episodes. Dude, Juju,
I still love Juju, but he's not Calvin Ridley, man. He's not. He's not it.
Calvin Ridley is currently number 24 in fantasy.
PPR, that is.
PPR.
Calvin Ridley, wide receiver 24, and Juju Smith-Schuster is...
Oh, you said Juju. I thought you said Julio, but Juju...
I'll just cut this out. It's all good.
Juju is number 41.
Juju is wide receiver 41 on the year, and what was Calvin Ridley?
24.
Calvin Ridley's 24. All right.
You
almost
have to think Ridley's only going to get better.
Yeah, 15% target share gone. Almost halfway through the season, and that hot take is looking pretty hot. All right,
you think he's top 10?
Calvin Ridley in Dynasty?
No. You think he finishes top 10 on the year?
No, but I think he'll be close. I don't think he'll be top 10.
No, I think he's not.
I think he'll be top 15. I can confidently say.
I think he's around. I don't think he's 15. I think he's like 17, 18, 19.
I would love to get a share of him.
But only because the Falcons are just terrible. That's like literally the only reason why.
Their offense is nasty.
Mohamed Sanu was a good receiver.
Yeah.
Their offense is also nasty.
Also, Brady's backup quarterback now.
Yeah, I don't even think about that. Do you guys have any other players that you want to talk about?
I got another...
players that you should be trading for.
Another now. 2018 running back. I'm going to go with Darius Geis.
I agree already. I thought about that this morning, too. Geis is so hard to predict, man. He really is.
Well, I know this is his second major injury in 2 years, obviously, but the head coach, Callahan, says he could return as early as next week to practice, which is a good sign. I don't necessarily think he'll be great this year, just because, you know, situation in Washington's not great. I feel like they don't really have a grip on what's going on, but
not a clue.
At this point, it's a low risk, high reward. Like you could buy him so cheap right now. I'm so confident you could get him so cheap, coming off two knee injuries.
So give me him. What do you want from him right now?
I'm holding on to him. I'm rebuilding. I'm chilling. He's low coming risk.
Off two knee injuries, you were saying?
High reward, yeah. Coming off two knee injuries on a very troubled offense. I think next year is when he's going to be a real prize. They'll have another offseason to, you know, get a little more established on offense. They'll bring in some new O-linemen, assuming Trent Williams is gone. You know, maybe Haskins will be starting next year. Their offense is young as it is. Their receivers are super young. Again, they'll just have more time. Everything will be more developed. And honestly, last year as a rookie, he was the clear 1.2 behind Saquon.
So if I offered you a 2021 right now, it was a top three pick, would you rather that or Geis?
Oh, I would take the pick.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like
I think
this point,
it's close.
Yeah, Geis is essentially
because it's still his job.
Yeah, dude, Adrian Peterson's not there for the long run, and Bryce Love. I mean, he's getting surgery.
I like Bryce
what,
Love, but yeah,
this week, like, I don't know, dude.
Listen, I'm actually like very against trading for Geis. I just think this dude is
why you could get him so cheap.
He's so cheap, but like, it's just. He gets hurt too much, and Washington's just a dumpster fire, like absolute dumpster fire.
They are bad.
Their offensive line is awful. Their quarterback situation is just a mess. Like, it just, dude, this look at the Jets this year. It's the same situation, but worse. Like, the offensive line's terrible. They have a better quarterback than Washington. But Bell hasn't been able to, like, just because Bell's so good, he's able to pick up yards, but he hasn't done anything. And you think that a guy that hasn't even played football is going to come in and just be a beast? There's no way.
Bell's also 27. He's a year off from football completely. He is just as injury prone as Geis. I think he's played what, one full season total? I do not mind taking a flyer on Geis if you get him super cheap.
Who is the Redskins' last good running back? Like Clinton Portis? Honestly, it's like 10 years ago almost. No, I'm not knocking Geis. I'm just saying. Like,
I mean, you can't knock him based off of, you know, past players.
But also, what do you think about like Chris Thompson just stealing every third down?
I don't think Chris Thompson stays on the team next year. I don't. I think they love Geis in Washington. I think they know what he can do, and I think once he's healthy and full go, I don't see why they would have a problem with handing over the reins to him. Dude, they literally made AP inactive week one to give Geis the entirety of the backfield. Like, Adrian Peterson.
You remember when he was a clean scratch?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah, dude. They completely scratched him for Darius Geis. They love him. They're going to feed him. It's just a matter of the team developing and everything coming together there. But that would be my only concern about him, that and his injury history. Which again is very sus.
Yeah, I'm not sure how he's going to pan out, but I do agree that he is a good buy low
because
his value is low.
I agree with that. I would not pay much for him at all. Yeah. But if you could get him cheap, why not?
Would you do it like for like a second?
2020 second?
I
would rather Geis over 2020 second, and I don't even have to think about it.
Okay.
Even though the 2020 class is so deep, that's just my two cents, you know. What about you? You would not give me Geis for a second right now. I have a second. I know you wouldn't. Swap
nah,
that with me.
I don't think I would.
You'd text me back some mean message and just ruin my night. That's probably what you would do.
So I have two guys that I want to talk about real quick that you should trade for. Number one, this is huge for today. Trade for Deshaun Hamilton. Get him really cheap. I mean, this dude, when Emmanuel Sanders tore his Achilles last year,
he was good.
Hamilton was good. Very good. And he had at least 8 targets in the 4 games that he started. Like, this dude can ball. And he's got amazing hands, great route runner. He's a very similar player to Emmanuel Sanders. So I think this dude can really break out. It just all depends on Joe Flacco. And also, the next guy I want to talk about is David Montgomery. This dude is going to break out so soon. I'm just waiting for it to happen. And Matt Nagy just came out and said they have to run the ball more. That's clear because Trubisky can't throw. He's literally said that after Sunday.
Gotcha.
But, yeah.
That's good to hear.
The Monty breakout is coming. So get your share now. The price is the lowest. He hasn't had more than, two 12-point games. Like, that's, like, this highest totals. But it's coming.
Dude, I love Monty, and I'm still a believer, but, I mean, it's been bad. It's been bad. I mean, I think a lot of that has to do with the coaching and the play calling and whatnot. Yeah, but
their scheme, everything.
Yeah, I think the talent's there. I think he's really good, but we'll see.
We're going to move on to our final segment, segment number 4, ranking the top 10 dynasty wide receivers. All right, you guys ready? I'm going to hit you at number 1, Mike Thomas.
Cannot disagree at all.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Number 2, I have Davante Adams. I love Davante Adams so much, man.
I just got Davante Adams in our main league. What do you guys think of my trade?
What do you want for Davante Adams?
Yeah, that's seriously what it is. Davante Adams is in one of the best situations.
Everything is so appealing, man. His quarterback situation, he is just a stud. How old is Davante Adams? Like 20?
He's 26.
Yeah, I thought I was going to say 25.
He's 26? I thought he was even younger, but he's – I would like to put him at number 1, but I can't. I like Mike Thomas way too much. But he's close, man. What do you guys think? Would you have Davante Adams higher, lower? You think 2 is about right?
I like him at 2. Dude, I just, for the longest time, like last year, the year before, I could just remember myself going up against him and him just getting fed that week. And he would just pound me. He would drop like 30 on me. He would go for like 10 catches, 100 plus yards, and like multiple touchdowns. I would just be like, are you serious? Does Rodgers throw to anybody else? Like, it's crazy. So, I just kind of sacked up and just traded for him. I was tired of him just burning me every week.
And not even that. Look at LaFleur. Like, he's been making amazing play calls. And just Davante Adams has been hurt. But when he's in, he's making huge plays.
Yeah, yep.
Number 3, Amari Cooper. I can't believe I'm saying this.
Wow.
I literally have those three guys written down as my top 3. And
in that order?
I didn't put them in order, but those were the only three guys.
I can't believe this. I can't believe I'm saying this.
I was the biggest Amari hater. I'm an Alabama fan. Like, I love any Bama receivers. But, dude, I could not get behind Cooper after seeing just his inconsistency. I was like, what is this dude doing?
I got offered a 20 – I had a 2021st. There was an Amari Cooper owner last season, the very beginning of last season when it was – bad in Oakland, offered Amari to me for a first. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm good. I don't want that. I just didn't have the right mindset. I didn't think, you know, I didn't know he was going to be traded to Dallas. I wish I could have seen the future, but oh man, that's one of the worst offers I've ever turned down. So I regret it, but I mean, hey, I didn't know Amari Cooper would become Jesus Christ himself. So good for you, Clayton. You'll trade me him one day, won't you?
Yeah, just Amari Cooper for Evan Engram, and that was pretty much the greatest trade I've made in Dynasty.
Is that what it was?
It was essentially what it was.
Since Kerryon's irrelevant now.
Yeah, so I traded.
I remember that.
Yeah,
okay.
I traded Kerryon, Evan Engram, and like a third for. No, Kerryon, Evan Engram, and a fourth for.
Enjoy the icing on the cake. Great. Thanks. I got a 2024.
It was for like Amari Cooper, Mike Williams, and a third.
That's a nice deal, yeah.
Number 4, I have DeAndre Hopkins, and I almost feel like this is too high for him. I kind of want to knock him down to 5 or 6, but
it's honestly weird, dude. It's because I mean, you saw what he did last year and this year, just like but I don't know.
Do you think Hopkins is too high at 4? Do you think he should be lower?
No, I like him there because while he has been having a bit of a down year, I don't see, like, he was clear cut wide receiver 1 last year. Like,
yeah, he was like the man.
Whether he finished wide receiver 1 or I think Hill was, but regardless, he was the consensus first dynasty receiver off the board. But I mean, I don't think just from a half a season of slightly underperforming, I don't think you could bump him down much lower than that. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm also okay with that. I mean, people can come in, like, will definitely come in and say he's the number 1 overall just because of talent. And I could see, you know, you making the case. But right now you got to knock him down a little bit lower because of, you know, his situation right now. But I definitely agree.
Number 5, and I feel a little strange saying this, I have Keenan Allen there. And I think the primary reason is due to his age. He's 27 years old. That's super appealing to me. I love that. You know, this is from this is from a dynasty perspective, not just this
year. What do you think about his quarterback situation?
That's definitely one of the biggest red flags. I still think Phillip Rivers is a good quarterback. I think he's still going to continue to perform well going forward. But I don't know how much longer Phillip Rivers has of quality. I don't know how many more quality seasons he has, I should say.
Well, this is also the thing. I mean, you know, we look at this kind of issue. Perfect examples, Mike Thomas on one end of the spectrum where, you know, Breeze goes down and
yeah, Mike Thomas is just a freak.
And Bridgewater steps in, and Mike Thomas is just as good. He's putting up, you know, the best numbers, like, out of anybody right now. And then, again, you look at guys like Juju, who I'm sure we're going to talk about on this list at some point, who has honestly been struggling without Big Ben and with AB gone and a lot of stuff looking different in Pittsburgh. But, again, dude, there's two different ends of the spectrum with this, and I don't know how Keenan would produce without
Phillip Rivers. Yeah. Do you think Keenan should be higher or lower than 5?
I think Keenan has to be lower.
I'd bump him down a little bit.
I think Odell deserves to be in this spot, to be honest.
I agree. And I would even consider because of situation, I would like aside from all like off field issues, I would consider Tyreek Hill up here as well.
I would put both of them over Keenan Allen, to be honest.
Dude, you have to remember Hill just signed an extension. And he was receiver 1 last year.
I actually have Tyreek Hill at number 6.
All right.
So,
okay. Well,
pretty close.
There's that.
Yeah, so let's talk about Tyreek Hill a little bit. I got him at number 6. You guys feel like that's just about right for him? Maybe a little higher, a little lower?
I like him around there.
Yeah, 5 or 6 is actually fine with me.
Yeah, he's got his off-the-field issues and that's that, but, you know, when he's on the field, his quarterback situation, his age, his new contract, everything makes sense. So that's why I feel comfortable with him at number 6. Number 7, I don't know if this is a little bit of a stretch. I have Julio. You know, Julio's age is the biggest concern that I have with him being 30. But, man, he does not slow down at all.
Dude, I think Julio's one of those guys that, like, no matter – like, I just – people are saying, like, he's going to drop off and
he's
stuff.
He's not.
I just
at
cannot
all.
See him dropping off.
Like Matt that. Ryan leads the league in pass attempts.
Dude, Julio is
had,
so
Julio led
dominant.
The league last season in targets with 170. Like, and he caught over
that's
100
insane,
balls.
Dude,
he's so good, man. He's going to walk into the Hall of Fame. I love Julio Jones so much.
He's honestly a monster. Like, I just, you don't see receivers that fast, that big, making, like, being that durable, too. I mean,
Every team has one fast guy. Every team has one big guy. Julio Jones just happens to be both of them, you know? Like, what do you guys think? Where would you place Julio?
I think Julio's in a good spot, but I just – and on your list specifically, I just don't like him being over, like, Odell. Like, I just don't like it because of age. That's
age,
the only reason.
Yeah. And I get that. I totally get it.
Julio's also been rather durable the past couple of years as well. I mean, like, that's also surprising considering, you know, he is 30 now or 31, whatever he may be. But at the end of the day, he's in a great offense. He has a great quarterback. He is 30, 31 maybe, but I don't know.
30, yeah.
I would have a tough time putting him ahead of Odell.
And my final 3, you guys are probably going to hate me for this. I have Mike Evans at number 8. I still believe in Mike Evans. Number 9, I have OBJ. And number 10, it was so hard, man. I put Julio I put Juju as number 10. And that was really hard for me to do.
I don't think Mike Evans is having nearly as bad of a season as people are making it out to be. You look at his numbers and they're not bad.
No, he's good. Yeah. He's still good.
It's an overreaction to say that he's like irrelevant now, but honestly, I don't have a problem with any of these guys being in the top 10.
OBJ at 9, I know is controversial, but, man, I don't like Baker. I just don't like where he is right now.
Uh-huh. Like, what do you think? Like, did you ever think about, like, guys like Chris Godwin, Cooper Kupp, like, sneaking in there at number 10?
No, not for a second.
Really?
No, not even for a second, man. I can't put either of them
in
the top 10.
I don't know who I would take out here to put one of those guys in.
You can't. Those guys are not. If anything, give me Kupp over Godwin, man. I think Godwin is not even It's not even a debate. He's not a top 10 dynasty receiver.
Would you rather have Chris Godwin or Kenny Galladay?
Oh, my God. Kenny Galladay. 100%. 100%.
I love Kenny Galladay.
Dude,
man.
He's better. He's a better wide receiver.
I think I would take Kenny G as well.
No, it's a no-brainer for me.
No, I don't know. It's tough because I do know, like,
Kenny G is good. Kenny G is young. Kenny G has a great deep ball passer, Matthew Stafford, who also has a beautiful wife. And, yeah,
the answer is
Kenny G.
I'm such a sucker for just, like, big receivers like Kenny G, and I just think he's awesome.
What about you, Clayton? You're a big Kenny G guy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love Kenny G, and I've gotten, like, probably, like, a trade offer every other week from someone new just – wanting Kenny G, and I just have held on to him. I have Cooper and Galladay as my 1-2 punch there, and I just can't get rid of either of them because they're just my main pieces. But yeah, I've been loving Kenny G is one of those guys where he is playing very well, but he's gonna break out, and it may not be this season, maybe towards the end, but he's going to come out and just be a top 10 receiver in the league, and no one's gonna be surprised. This guy is so talented.
Yeah, no, 100%, man. I couldn't agree more. I want Kenny G. I know you won't give me him, but...
but yeah. Give me three first, and we'll talk.
I think I offered two a while back. I don't know. I don't know if I could afford that. Let's move on to our final segment, the mailbag. So, we received a tweet from Smalley Biggs. I have a very good squad of wide receivers on my team, with the centerpiece being DeAndre Hopkins. I'm trying to move one of my wide receivers like Christian Kirk, Mike Williams, or Lockett, and a 2020 first for a big RB upgrade. Whenever I float out offers, I always get a counter offer that includes DeAndre Hopkins. What would you guys recommend for Smalley Biggs here? He's trying to move Christian Kirk, Mike Williams, Tyler Lockett, and a 2020 first for an RB upgrade.
And or?
Trying to move
like one of those wide receivers
okay. And a 2020 first for a nice wide receiver.
I don't know how.
For a nice running back, you meant, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. For a nice running back.
I don't know what kind of running back you could probably get for that package.
Lockett's playing well.
Yeah, that's Lockett's the person nice you need piece. To trade. It's Lockett because he's number 9 in fantasy right now.
Yeah.
So everyone sees that and it's like, oh, again, Russell Wilson's having an MVP year. But DK is about to launch.
I would sell high on Lockett. I'm not a huge fan of him, but
playing very well.
He's producing. Yeah, he's playing well. I would sell him. At the end of the day, people keep asking for Hopkins. Lockett's probably having a better season than Hopkins.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
So, I mean, you could just use that as a counter, I guess. But if not, honestly, like.
But what running back?
But yeah, running back's the target.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would mention Dalvin, but at the end of the day, nobody is going to sell it.
Nick Chubb.
Nobody's going to sell
it.
Go out and get Nick Chubb.
But what about, like, James Conner?
You know, I don't even know. Do you think James Conner is worth that?
Lockett and a
would
first?
Would you rather Lockett at 2020 first or James Conner?
I think Nick Chubb's a good price, but, like, I also think that's, like, not reachable.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody would be selling for that right now.
But, like, who would you want? Like, this is tough.
Well,
like,
what do you think of Le'Veon Bell, who's really not been producing 100% of the time? I know that his schedule gets significantly easier, so that's something to keep in mind. Do you think that those two pieces, you know, a wide receiver like Lockett or Christian Kirk or Mike Williams and a first for Le'Veon Bell would be an appropriate deal?
I think that if he's desperate for a running back and like he's a contender, do the trade for Lockett and a first. But honestly, realistically, the first offer I would throw out is Lockett and a second for Bell. And then if you want to trade, I don't want to get rid of Kirk. He's too
Christian
good.
Kirk?
Yeah, you got to keep him.
I like Kirk.
And then
I like, oh my God, am I crazy? I like Kirk more than I like Lockett long term. I really think I do.
I agree. Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, I think that you open up the trading with Lockett and a second. And if you have a third, Lockett, and if he doesn't like that, Lockett second and third. Try to keep that first as long as you could. But if you're desperate and you're a contender, I mean, Le'Veon Bell's 27, brand new team, fresh contract. He's going to be at the Jets at least for another 2 years because it's all guaranteed money. The Jets are only going to get better with high draft picks and lots of money to spend because they have a lot of people on contract years. So, yeah, Le'Veon Bell is a good target. I mean, this dude's very talented. And, you know, they finally have Sam Darnold back. And his schedule does get very easy coming up.
Got New England out of the way.
Both times. Yeah.
So I think they just have Buffalo once more.
Yeah, Buffalo once, but they have Miami twice. They still get to play the NFC, the rest of the NFC East, the Giants, the Redskins.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
And they also get to play the AFC, the AFC North. So they play the Steelers, the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Browns.
Yeah.
Well, they already played the Browns.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right. Gotcha. Hey, well, we appreciate all y'all for hanging out. Show us some love. Toss us a 5-star rating on iTunes if possible. It really goes a long way. We appreciate it tremendously. Also, check out at the Dynasty Polls, at Dynasty_Dale, and at A Clayton with a 0 on Twitter. We have daily content, and we always want to hear your feedback. Until next time, we'll see y'all next Wednesday. Peace.